Well, good morning and greetings again in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It's Friday, and it's hard to believe it's Friday already. I love sharing the daily inspirations, and we have today and tomorrow yet. And today I have a great subject to talk about, and I'll only be able to scratch the surface a little bit. I wish I could do it justice better, but we're talking about redeeming the time. In Ephesians 5, there, I should read it again. It says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." So we're talking about redeeming the time. Let's talk about time. Time is used, is talked about in the Bible with two different words. There's the one time, like when we say it's 5 o'clock, we're talking about the time on the clock, the time of day. And that type of time is called chronos in the Greek. When Herod inquired diligently of the wise men what time they had seen the star appear, he asked them what chronos they had seen the star appear. But the word time in Ephesians here is different. It's the word kairo. And this means not the time as we see it on the clock or the time of day or time of year, but rather time as opportunity, time as it's time to, how should I say, time to get the corn in. Like, we only have a short time here. It's ripe. It's time to get it in. Winter's coming. We have an opportunity, but it's not going to stay here. It's kairos. Or with our children, we have a short time that they're under our care. We're bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's kairos. We have opportunity. The time is running out. And that's what we're talking about here. Opportunities. Opportunities come. Opportunities go. Opportunities don't stay forever. Grab opportunities when they're here. Redeem them. Snatch them away from evil, from the evil of disappearing. Snatch them away and use them for the Lord. These things in this life are all passing away. They're all going to burn up. And opportunities are fleeting. If we just live for self and live for pleasures and vain things of this life, get to the end of life and have nothing. Things will be empty. And we have no treasure laid up in heaven. And all things are passed away. They'll burn up like hay and straw and chaff. But if we take these things in this life and turn them into something that's useful to God, we're laying up treasure in heaven. We're redeeming these opportunities. We're redeeming the time and putting them into a bank where they'll stay safe, where they'll increase. That's the bank of heaven, laying up treasure in heaven like Jesus told us to do. Well, let's get the most important things right. We can't redeem the time unless we are in Christ. We can't really do it. I mean, yeah, we can be good at being practical. We can be good at making use of our time and such. But if we're not doing it for the Lord, and if we're not doing it in the Lord, and doing it the way that God would have us to do it, it's vain. It's not going to help us. Let's take Ben Franklin for an example. Benjamin Franklin, it might surprise you that he was not a born-again Christian. He was not a godly man, in fact. but he was very big on having his wise sayings, on his cliches that he said. There's a lot of them around yet that people use, the stitch in time saves nine, and things like that. He was well known for trying to be good at using time. Utilitarian is a long word. It's a big word for that type of life where we try to make everything count, make everything be useful. But like Jesus said, without him, we can do nothing. We can be as useful as we can be in the world's eyes. But if it's not in Christ, it's all going to burn up. And let's get that right. Let's make sure we have that right. And if we are in Christ, if we have awoke and rose from the dead and walking in the light of Christ, then we can redeem the time, take it away from the world, take it away from this fleeting time that we're in, snatch them up, redeem them, and do something for Christ. Let's be good at grabbing these opportunities. Jesus said that he who is faithful in the least is also faithful in much. So the real test is, are we going to be faithful in the little things? Let's start right in our life. And probably not all of you are married, but I am. I'm talking about where I'm at in life. And you might be in different places, but let's start right at home. Right with the things that are in our life, right with the people that we rub shoulders with daily, whether it's at home, at work, and such. It should start at home. If you're a child, if you're not necessarily a child, but if you're still at home under your parents, then start right there. And us that are married, we should start with our wife and our children, redeem the time to minister to our wife and children, minister the word to them, minister to them different ways, be there for them, show them the love of Christ, bring up the children in the fear of God, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, line upon line, here a little, there a little, day after day, and then from there it can spread out. If we're not faithful at home, then we can't expect to be faithful in bigger things or other things outside of home. Being faithful in others that we interact with, whether it's at the job, at work, or on the road, or at market, wherever we find ourselves. Being faithful in grabbing those little opportunities to speak to people, to smile at people, to interact in an upright and honest way with them. Oh, to be better at all this. I wish that I would be able to shine as a good example in a much better way. I fail so many times. And I, just talking about this, I feel like I need to make this a matter of prayer to daily ask the Lord, Lord, help me today to redeem the time, to see those little opportunities to do good, to snatch it away from the devil and from the world and from the fleetingness of time, snatch him away and do something for Christ. Glorify his name and lay up treasure in heaven. To be good at grabbing opportunities and redeeming the time, we must first take time to be holy. It takes time to be holy. We can't always be rushing about doing this and doing that and everything else and not take time to be holy. We must make sure we are diligent in prayer, in study of the word, and in meditation, not fill our minds so much with carnal things that we don't have time to meditate on heavenly things, our affections being set on things above, we will take time to meditate on things above. What are some factors against redeeming the time? Selfishness is a big one. Fear is a big one. Just being busy. And it might be being busy doing things that aren't bad, things that are good and right in themselves. But if we're busy, busy, busy all the time, we can so easily crowd out the most important things. Laziness would also come in there as factors against redeeming the time. Of course, laziness kind of ties in with selfishness and fear. If we're just empty of self, quit thinking about self, quit thinking about trying to make things fun and easy for myself. Think of others. Think of the Lord. Serve Him first of all, and then serve others. Jesus first, others next, yourself last. That's the way to true joy and the way to redeem the time. Tomorrow we'd like to talk about because the days are evil, and we'll tie in redeeming the time with that again. We're going to talk about the days being evil, and hopefully we can still end on a positive note. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day. God bless you.